The Milwaukee Jewish Federation says Jews have been in Wisconsin for more than 150 years. The Federation estimates there are now about 30,000 Jews in the state, with most of them living in the Milwaukee area. Ellie Gettinger says for the last 20 years or so, many local Jews have wanted to establish a community legacy.
So we really wanted to show how we were part of the fabric of the city, and the museum itself provides a great tool for lessons in tolerance and lessons on current contemporary issues like immigration and diversity.
Gettinger is an educator at the Jewish Museum of Milwaukee, a 5,000 square foot, $2 million facility that opens its doors today. The museum largely relies on artifacts donated by Milwaukee Jews for exhibits on education, immigration, religious life, commerce, Golda Meir and the Zionist movement, the local impact of the Holocaust, and anti-Semitism in Wisconsin. In the education section, there's a picture of Senator Herb Kohl when he was in kindergarten. Gettinger says she hopes many non-Jews come to visit the museum.
You know, the Jewish community alone cannot support this museum. We need people from all backgrounds to come in. And I think what this museum really gives you is a chance to think about what's in your family's past and how did you get here.
The museum will be adding an audio booth so people can come in and record their family's history or tell what the Jewish museum means to them. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.